In yesterday's election in Chile, a billionaire businessman from the political right took the most votes in the presidential ballot. It will still take a runoff to determine the ultimate winner. This could signal the end of 19 years of rule by a left-of-center coalition that gave Chile prosperity and democracy after a dictatorship. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Santiago, Chile.
By the end of the day, poll workers were counting votes. And with a majority of the ballots counted, electoral officials said Sebastián Piñera had won 44% of the vote. That's well above the 30% that went to Eduardo Frei, the ruling coalition's candidate. That coalition restored democracy in 1990 after General Augusto Pinochet's rule, and then built what many analysts consider Latin America's most robust democracy. Chile has posted strong economic growth and reduced poverty from half the population to just 14%. But voters preferred the conservative businessman who brought credit cards to Chile. Piñera also owns a stake in Chile's biggest airline and its top soccer club. José Alegría is an administrator who likes the current government, but voted for Piñera. Alegría said he wanted a capable, credible leader, and he thinks Piñera is best suited. Piñera did not receive enough votes to avoid a second round in January. Analysts say the problem for the ruling coalition is that Frei is a 67-year-old former president who hasn't generated excitement. Carolina Pérez, a dental student here, summed it up.
Yo creo que la política aquí en Chile, el problema es que son muy vieja, es muy añeja.
She says the politicians in Chile are too old, too set in their ways. Still, her candidate, a young upstart filmmaker, didn't advance to the second round. And come January, it's possible that Frei could win if the left unites around him. Polls, though, show that Piñera is likely to take the runoff. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santiago, Chile.